Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Gimel Amud Beis. So we spoke now about the halachos of the lulav. We spoke about the hadasim. Now today's Amud we're going to focus on the halachos of the aravos. So says the Mishnah, arava gzula v'yavesha psula. If a person has a stolen arava, so the Torah says it has to be lachem. If it's stolen, it's not lachem, and therefore it's going to be pasul. V'yavesha psula. Also, if it's yavesh, it's pasul. Like we learned earlier by the lulav that we learn out from the esrog that the rest of the dalad minim have to also be hadar. It has to be hadar. Therefore, if it's yavesh, if it's all white or if it's crumbly to the touch, so then it's pasul. It's not. It doesn't look nice. Shel ashera v'shel ira hanidachas psula. Also, if the hadas, if the aravos, if they come from an asherah tree, an asherah demaisha, which we have a chiyuv to burn it, or from a city, an ira didachas, a city where rive of the population are oivid avaydazara, so there also it has to be burnt. So we view it like it's already burnt and it doesn't have the proper shear, and therefore psula, therefore in all these cases, the halacha is that the aravos are pasul. Nikdam Raisha, let's say the top of the arava is cut off, and the Rishayim explained that it's referring to the top of the stem, not the top of any given leaf. It means if the top of the stem is cut off, so that's Nikdam Raisha, or Nifritsu Aleha, or its leaves have fallen off. There's different Perushim in the Rishayim and what Nifritsu means. The way the Rush learns Bidas Rashi is that Nifritsu Aleha is when the leaves fall off, so when majority of the leaves fall off of the Hadasim. But also says the Mishnah of Tzavtzifa. Also Tzavtzifa, we'll see in the Gemara what exactly Tzavtzifa is. A different, something similar to an Arava, but it's not exactly an Arava. All these things are Psula, Nikdam Raisha, Nifritsu Aleha, Tzavtzifa, all of those are possible to be used as the Arava for the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Kemusha, if let's say it's only starting to dry, so it's semi-dry, or vishanashru miktsas aleha, only some of the leaves fell off. It's not nifritsu where raiva the leaves fell off. Nashru miktsas aleha, only some of the leaves fell off. And also vishalbal, also a rava that grows by a field, which we'll see the significance of that in the Gemara. So all these cases, the halacha is ksheira. In all these cases, the rava is kasher. If it's kamusha, if it's semi-dry, if some of the leaves fell off, shabal, all these cases are kosher. Now the Ritva points out that Be'etzim Kamusha, we already mentioned on Daf Lamed Aleph. We already mentioned that all the Araminim, if they're Kamusha, if they're only semi-dry, so the halacha is that they're kosher. So why does the Mishnah over here repeat this halacha? So the Ritva explains that the reason why there's a Mishnah which specifies this halacha specifically by the Aravos is just because it's very common by the Aravos. By Aravos, it's very common that the leaves become semi-dry. They don't stay fresh for very long. Definitely not like the Lulav and the Hadassim, and certainly not like the Esrog. It doesn't stay fresh for as long, and therefore, the Mishnah specifies by Arava that even Kamusha, even when it's semi-dry, the halacha is that it's still kosher. Now, the Magen Avram, in the beginning of Simen Tafresh Mem Zayin, he learns that it's Shera means it's kosher, but it's not the best way to do it. It's kosher. You're right, you get the mitzvah. But ideally, a person should use Arava, he says the Magen Avram. Ideally, a person should use Aravos that are very fresh, that are perfectly fresh. And he says a lot of halachas by Aravos, he sees the Magen Avram says that we should be machmir because he says aravos, they're so easy to find, it's so easy to get new ones, they're not very expensive. So being that aravos are so easy to find and they're very inexpensive, so he says that a person should always be machmir. And about this as well, he says that a person should be machmir even if they're just semi-dry, they're just a little bit dry, he says to replace the aravos. And it's brought la'alacha by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Reish Mem Zayin and Sif Ka'an Yud Aleph. He says that really it's only bidyavid, and ideally a person should not use aravos that are already starting to dry. And by nashu also, if some of the leaves fell off, the Magen Avram says, even though it's kosher when some of the leaves fell off, it's kosher, you're yaitze, but it's still ideally a person should use aravos that none of the leaves fell off, which is very important. When they bind their arbaminim together, especially usually kaishikol, so when you put it inside, so you should be careful that the leaves don't fall off, because according to the Magen Avram, once a little bit of the leaves fall off, and again, it's brought the halacha by the Mishnah Brura that once a little bit of the leaves fall off, so it's really not ideal. And again, you're 100% yaitzeh, but being that our aravos are so easy to get new ones, so it's very kedai to change them every day or two, to have new aravos if a person can, to change them, and in this way he could be yaitzeh the mitzvah min amuvchar, according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura. Says the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa that Arve Nachal, that when the Pasuk says, the Pasuk when it describes the Arve Minim, so it says, Ulukachtam Lachan Biyayim Arishain, you should take on the first day of Sukkot, it says the four Minim, a Priyates Hadar, which is a reference to the Esrig, which we still have to learn about. It says Kapais Tamarim, which we already had a Gemara about, which we proved that Kapais Tamarim is a reference to what we call a Lulav. Va'anaf Eitz Avos, which also, it doesn't say Hadassim in the Pasuk, it just says Anaf Eitz Avos, but we had a Gemara which showed that Anaf Eitz Avos is a reference to the Hadassim, and then the fourth min is Va'arve Nachal. So it doesn't say Mamish Aravos, but it's Kemam before. It says Arve. It doesn't say every type of Aravos. It says Arve Nachal, the Aravos that grow by the Nachal, that grow by the stream. So we have a Braisa which says that even though that because the Pasuk says Arve Nachal, so it's Mashma Hagedalim Ala Nachal. It's the Aravos that grow by the stream. Or Davar Acher, another Psha. Why does the Torah say Arve Nachal? It's Arve Nachal. It's called Arve Nachal, not because they grow by the stream, but because Sha'Allah Shalom Mashuch Kenachal. Because its leaves are elongated just like a stream. They're not circular, they're not round, they're more like an oval shaped, and therefore it's called Arve Nachal because the leaves look like a Nachal. Or Tanya Yidach, we learned in another Braisa, that Arve Nachal, Ein Li El Arve Nachal, if it was just for the Pasuk where it says Arve Nachal, being that the Torah calls it, it has to be Arve Nachal, I might have thought that for the mitzvah of Arba Minim, you have to dafka use aravos that grow by a stream, by a nachal. If the aravos grow elsewhere, you're not yoytzeh. Shal ba'al v'shal hari minayin. How do we know that you could even use aravos if they grow in a field or if they grow in the mountains? How do we know that you're allowed to use aravos that don't grow by the water? Tamo loymer arve nachal. It says lashon rabim arve nachal mikol makom. We dash in from there that the aravos don't have to specifically grow by the water. They could grow anywhere and they're still going to be kosher. Abishol says, a different drasha from Arve Nachal, that Arve Shtayim, that Arve teaches us two, and that you're supposed to have two aravos. One, you're supposed to use the two aravos. Achas the lulav, achas the mikdash. There's two mitzvahs of arava. There's one mitzvah of arava associated with the arbaminim, associated with the lulav. And then v'achas the mikdash, there's another mitzvah of arava that's associated with the mikdash. And every day in the base of mikdash, they used to do a kafis around the mizbeach with the aravos. So that's a second mitzvah associated with the aravos that we learn now from Arve Nachal, that there's two mitzvahs with the aravos. There's one mitzvah of Arba Minim, which includes aravos, and then Hakafes HaMizbeach, which also is done with the aravos. The Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, that they darshan from Arve Nachal, the other drashas that we mentioned above, so Lemikdash Minalu, so where do they know that you have to have aravos that you do a kafes around the Mizbeach with? How do we know that there's aravos that are used in the Mikdash? Hilchasa Gemira Lahu, says the Gemara, according to the Rabbanon, that's learnt out from Halach Lamaisha Misinai. In a Chanami, there's no drasha, there's no pasuk which tells us that there's a mitzvah to go around the Mizbeach on Sukkot with the Aravos. That's learnt out from Halach Lamaisha Misinai. The Rab Asi said in the name of Rab Yechanan that Eser Netiyos Arava v'nisach hamayim halach l'maisha misinai. They spoke about these three halach l'maisha misinais in that base medrash that day, so they grouped them all together. They said that Eser Netiyos is a halacha with regards to Shemitah, even though normally a person has to be maisif michol al-kodesh, he has to add on Tosefes Shvius, he has to add on from the sixth year onto the Shemitah year, so already from 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, a person is not allowed to plow the fields. Still, there's a halach l'maisha misinai night that if a person has these 10 netiyos, these 10 young trees within a certain small amount of space, so then there's a heter to plow around them. That's the Allah HaMashim Esinai of Eser Netiyos. Arava is referring to this Arava of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah to be makif around the Mizbeach. And then V'nisach HaMayim was a special water libation that was done specifically on Sukkos, which does not have a pasuk, which teaches us that this chiyuv, but it's Allah HaMashim Esinai. So according to the Rabbanan, they don't darshan from Arvei Nachal that there's Achas Lulav, Achas HaMikdash. Instead, they know the mitzvah of the Mikdash, the Arava that's used by the Beis HaMikdash, that they learn from Halach L'Maisha Misinai. And instead, they learn on Arvei Nachal to teach us other drashas. Perhaps that it doesn't have to grow dafka by the stream, or different halachas that we mentioned on Lama Gim Lama Beis. Now, Taisus points out that it's mashma that you can only darshan one thing from Arvei Nachal. Arvei Nachal is only one drasha, which means that anybody who didn't darshan from Arvei Nachal, that it doesn't have to be aravas that grow by the stream. There was only one drasha. We said we had one drasha that maybe dafka Arvei Nachal, only aravas that grow by the stream. Had we know even aravais that grow in the fields or in the mountains, tamaloimer arvei nachal. So that means, says Taisus, everybody else who didn't say this drasha, they said other drashas from arvei nachal. It must be that they don't hold of this drasha. They hold that aravais have to grow by the water. It has to grow by the nachal. If you have aravais that grow in the mountains, if you have aravais that grow in the fields, you're taken not yaitze. And if so, there would be a mitzvah, at least lechatchila, to dafka acquire. To dafka use aravos that grow by the water, that grow by the nachal, because there are some shitas over here that clearly do not hold that you're allowed to use any other aravos. Arvei nachal, the Torah says, it has to be dafka aravos that grow by the water. And really, Rashi, for a different reason, Rashi is also mashma like that. Rashi, in the beginning of the Gemara on Lama Gimel Amud Beis and Dibur Maskel Arvei nachal, Rashi's mashma that even if we have a drasha that you're allowed to use aravos that grow in the fields or in the mountains, there's still a reason why the Torah called it Arvei Nachal. Meaning it's a little bit interesting. The Torah calls it Arvei Nachal. So that makes us think now that it has to dafka be aravos that grow by the Nachal. So how do we know you could even use the ones that grow in the mountains? Oh, because it says Arvei Lashon Rabim. So why say Nachal? Just drop the word Nachal, and then I don't need to have a whole drasha that you could even use aravos that grow in the mountains. What was the point of the Torah saying Arvei Nachal if really it doesn't have to be Arvei Nachal? So Rashi learns that the reason why the Torah still says it as Arvei Nachal is because really, ideally, you should use Arvei Nachal. Really, you should use Aravais that grow by the stream. You could! You might have thought that it's Ma'akev, that you're not even Yoitze, if you use Aravais that grow in the mountains, or if you use Aravais that grow in the fields. Tamaloimer Arvei, that no, you're Yoitze the mitzvah. But says Rashi, there's still a mitzvah in a Muvchar to use Dafka Aravais that grow by the Nachal. So therefore, that's the psak of Rashi and Taisus. L'maisa, other Rishonim, the Rush says that the minig is not like that, that we're not makbid to dafka use aravos that grow by the water. The Rambam is clear that he doesn't hold of this. When the Rambam brings down the idea of Arvei Nachal, the Rambam says that the reason why the Torah calls it Arvei Nachal is just because that's typically where they grow. So it's mashma from the Rambam that it's not because there's a lechatchila to use Arvei Nachal. The reason why the Torah calls it Arvei Nachal is just Orcha de Milsa, because that's typically where they grow, so that's why the Torah calls it Arvei Nachal, not for any halachic reason. And Lamaisa the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Simen Tafresh Mem Zayin, and Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon of the Rambam, that the reason why the Torah calls Aravos Arvei Nachal is just because that's typically where they grow, so it would seem that that means, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Psakal HaHalach Lamaisa, is that there is no need for a person to dafka get aravos that grow by the nachal. Lamaisa, there are some that are medactic to do it, to be yaitze the other shitas harishonim, but the ikar lahalacha is that it does not need to, the aravos do not need to grow by a nachal. There's a chumra to do it like that, but the ikar lahalacha, it does not have to grow dafka by a nachal. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa that the pasuk says Arvei Nachal. The pasuk describes that aravos as Arvei Nachal. So we learn from there Hagedelos al Hanachal. There are aravos that they grow by the Nachal. Prat letzavtzifa hagedela bein aharim, which is coming to exclude tzavtzifa, that for the mitzvah of arava, for the arba minim, you cannot use tzavtzifa, which is an inferior type of plant. You can't use tzavtzifa, which grows by the mountains. You have to dafka use arava. It's the type of thing which grows by the streams. Maybe you don't. It doesn't have to actually grow there, but it's the type of thing that's typically where they grow, as opposed to tzavtzifa, which typically grows by the mountains, which is inferior. Tzavtzifa is a less quality plant that you're not allowed to use for the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mikra, where do you see it from in the Torah? Where do you see it from that tzavtzifa is different than Aravais and that it's something that's less, that's inferior to Aravais? So says the Gemara, because Kachal Mayim Rabim tzavtzifa samay. The Pasuk says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying, Kachal Mayim Rabim, I told you that I wanted you to be like the thing that grows by the water. I wanted you to be like the Arava. And tzavtzifa samay, and instead, you made yourself like a tzavtzifa. So you see clearly that tzavtzifa is something inferior to Arava. Amar le Abaye. Abaye asked Reb Zeira on this makar that he brought from this pasuk. He asked Reb Zeira, who says that that's pshat in the pasuk? Maybe Vidilma Pirushi Kamifarish. Maybe the pasuk is saying a pirush, that Hashem saying to Klal Yisrael, Kacha Mayim Rabim, I told you to be like the thing which grows by the water, umayniu tzavtzifa, and that is a reference to tzavtzifa. If it's tzavtzifa shamay, and that's a reference to the tzavtzifa. Maybe it's a pirush. So says the Gemara, no, imkei my samay, because the word samay is mashma that you did something different. That I told you kachal mayim rabim. And not that Mayim Rabim, the thing that's Kachal Mayim Rabim is Tzavtzifa. Tzavtzifa Samay is Mashma that you did something different. That instead you made yourself like a Tzavtzifa. So you see that Tzavtzifa is not a Pirish, Tzavtzifa is something different than what the Pasuk was originally describing. And rather, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avayu, what comes out, Rabbi Avayu explained that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, Ani Amarti Shiyehu Yisrael Lefanai Kekachal Mayim Rabim. I said that Klal Yisrael should be in front of me, they should be special, like the Kachal Mayim Rabim, like the Arava. However, Umay Niu Arava, and what is it that's referring to the Arava? Vehein Samu Atzman Ketzavtzifa Shebaharim. But instead, they made themselves like the Tzavtzifa in the mountain. They made themselves of something that's inferior. That's what the pasuk's saying. Says the Gemara. So the way we have this set up right now is that the Brice has just said that from that which the pasuk says, Arvei Nachal, we learn out not tzavtzifa. We said, how do we know that tzavtzifa is this thing which grows by the mountains and is inferior? So to that, Rabbi Zeira brought a pasuk. So Rabbi Zeira brought the pasuk of Kachal Mayim Rabim to help out the Brice, to explain the Brice. Says the Gemara now that Ikad the Masni Amasnisa. Some say that it's the Braisa itself that brought the Pasuk. Not that's going to make any difference in the Halacha, just that's the sequence of events. It's the Braisa that brought the Pasuk. The Braisa said Lafuke Tzavtzifa, and the Braisa brought the Pasuk. And how do we know that Tzavtzifa is this thing which grows by a harem and is inferior? Because the Pasuk says Kachal Mayim Rabim Tzavtzifa Samayim. And then Maskefa Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira is the one who asked the Kasha on the Braisa, that he said with Dilma Prushi Kamifarish, that who says that the pasuk is coming to contrast between Mayim Rabim and the Tzavtzifa? Maybe the pasuk is coming to be Mefarish, that Kachal Mayim Rabim Maynihu Tzavtzifa, that Tzavtzifa is a pirish of what's Ma'al Mayim Rabim. So says the Gemara, to that the Gemara answered that Imkei Mai Samai. Samu is Mashma that Klal Yisrael did something different, that Samu, that they made themselves into a tzavtzifa, not like what Hashem told them. Says the Gemara, like Rabbi Avayu said, Amar Rabbi Avayu, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Shu Yisrael Lefanei Kekachal Mayim Rabim. I want a Klal Yisrael to be in front of me like the thing that's Al Mayim Rabim U'Mayniu Arava, which is a reference to the Arava. Vehein Samu Atzman Ketzavtzifa Shebaharim. But they made themselves like a tzavtzifa in the mountains. They made themselves something inferior. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Ezuhu Arava ve'ezuhu Tzavtzifa. So now we mentioned that Arava is kosher and a Tzavtzifa is pasul. How could you tell the difference when you're holding the two branches in front of you? How could you tell the difference between an Arava and a Tzavtzifa? So says the Gemara, three Simonim. Arava kana shela adim, and Arava, the stem of it is red, the ala shela mashuch, its leaves are elongated, like we had before, upia chalak, and the edges of the leaves, they're smooth. However, tzavtzufa has all these things are different. Kana shela lavan, its stem is white, the ala shela agul, and its leaves are rounded. Upia daima lamago, and it's the edges of the leaves, they're not smooth, rather they're like a mango, they're like a sickle, meaning that the edges of the leaves are serrated. So it comes out, so the Gemara is saying that there's three differences to tell the difference between a narava and a tzafzifa. Number one, narava has red stems versus a narava which has white stems. Narava has long leaves, and a tzafzifa has round leaves. And then lastly, Narava has smooth edges, whereas its tzafzifa has serrated edges. L'maisa, the Beis Yosef points out in Siman Tav Reish Mem Zayin, that most of our Aravais today do not have red stems. Our Aravais today cannot all have green stems. So is the ikker that the stem has to be red, or is it just that it can't be white? So he says, L'maisa, that being that all of our Aravais, all of them have green stems, so it's not nistaber that they're all pasul, then we don't have any kashur aravos. So it must be just that the ikar is that it doesn't turn white. The ikar is just that it shouldn't be white. But even though our aravos, the stems are not red, they're green, it's still going to be kashur. Also, he points out, the Beis Yosef points out, that even our aravos, if they're left out in front of the sun for long enough, it's the sun that makes them turn red. So they do turn red, but lamaisa, most of them are green. And he says that that's still going to be kosher. But Al-Kapanim said, the Gemara said that the third chilek between Arava and Tzavtzifa is that Tzavtzifa is serrated, the edges of the leaves are serrated, whereas in Arava they have smooth edges. So it says the Gemara, is serrated really a problem? V'atanya, but we learned in Abraisa, daima lamagul kosher, daima lamaser pasul, that if the edges of the Aravais, if they're serrated like a sickle, so it's kosher. If it's like a maser, if it's like a saw, where it's serrated differently, we'll explain soon what exactly the difference is, but it's serrated like a saw, fine, so that's gonna be pasul. But the point is that you see from this braisa, that even if the aravais have serrated edges, if it's daimel lamagol, it's kosher. So how could you tell me that the problem with tzafzifa is that it's daimel lamagol? Here we have a braisa which says lahedya, that if you have aravais that have serrated edges, the leaves have serrated edges, it's gonna be kosher. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye ki tanya hi b'chilfa gila. That's talking about a special type of arava. It's called a chilfa gila. It's a type of arava where it has the other two simanim. It has the red stem. It has that it's elongated. The leaves are elongated. It just this thing that the leaves are, that the edges of the leaves are serrated. So that's something that it's a little bit different. And the Braisa is saying that that's kosher, but it's still not anything like a tzavtzifa. A tzavtzifa has all these three things different. That's why it's pasul. This chilfa gila, even though there's a special type of arava known as a chilfa gila, which happens to have serrated leaves, and the Brice is saying that that's going to be kosher. If it has leaves that are like a maser, that's like a saw, so then it's pasul. So what's the difference between a sickle and a saw? So different perushim in the Rishonim. Rashi learns that the difference is in terms of the directions in which way the teeth of the edges face. A magol, all the teeth face one direction, whereas a maser, the teeth all face each other like a knife. And so a maser is going to be pasul, and a magol is going to be kosher. The Rambam learns that the difference is in terms of the size of the teeth. A magol has a shorter teeth. They're not as large. Whereas a maser, they're much larger. That's going to be pasul. But al-kopanim, a chilfa gila itself, that's going to be kosher. That, even though it has, it's daimel magol, that's going to be kosher. So says the Gemara, now Amar Abaye, Shema Mino, you see from this Shak Levitario, that hai chilfa gila kosher laishanam. Now you see, you're allowed to use a chilfa gila, a certain type of a rava, you're allowed to use that for the mitzvah of Hishana, for the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Says the Gemara Pshita, why would you think otherwise? If it's a regular rava kemat, so then why would you think that you can't use it? Says the Gemara, man with the tema, I could have thought to say, Hail ve'isle shem levoi loy niskasher. I might have thought to say that since it has a different name, it's not just called a rava, it's called a chilfa gila, it has a different name, so maybe you would think that it's not kosher, Kamash Malan that it is kosher. Says the Gemara of Eima Achanami, why don't we taka say that it's possible because of the fact that it has this other name? Says the Gemara, because Arvei Nachal Amar Rachmana Mikol Makom. The Torah says the Beloshen Rabim Arvei Nachal, so we darshan from there that it could be any different type. Even Chalfagilo is going to be kosher for the mitzvah of Arava. Amar Rav Chista said that Hani Tlas Mili Ishtani Shemayu Michichara Beis HaMikdash. The following three things, their names changed since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. These three things, the names changed since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Mabit really writes in Shiles and Truvas, in HaMabit, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Chaf Hei, he writes that even though Rav Chista is saying that the names of the following three things changed, at some point they obviously changed back to the original way, as we'll see in a moment. So what's number one? The first thing he said was Chilfusa Arvasa, and Arvasa Chilfusa. The first thing that changed was that a Chilfusa, which is a Tzavtzifa, so that the thing that was originally a Tzavtzifa is now called an Arava, and the thing that was originally called an Arava is now called a Chilfusa, is now called Tzavtzifa. So really, when you're going to buy Mainaf Kamina, says the Gemara, what difference does it make to know this fact? Lululav, when you're going to buy the Arbamina, when you're going to buy Arava, is so when you go to the shuk, you should dafka look for a chilfasa. Even though, really, chilfasa is a tzavtzifa, so that's the thing that's possible. No, but the name's changed. So now, really, when you go to buy an arava, you shouldn't look for an arava, you should really look for a chilfasa. And again, like the Mabit says, obviously the name reverted back to its original way, now we call an arava. So the name obviously changed back, but at some point in time, the name's changed from the Chorban. And all these three things that the Gemara is about to bring, that the name's changed, the Mabit explains that the reason why they all changed was because there was a certain sar after the Chorban. People couldn't take it. To mention the word Arava was very difficult. Arava made a person think about the beauty of being in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of going around the Mizbeach with the Aravais. To think about the word Arava after the Chorban was extremely painful. They couldn't do it anymore. So says the Mabit, they had to change the word. We're not calling it Arava and Arava anymore. For now on, we're going to call it Tzavtzifa, because even just to think about the word Arava, says the Mabit, that was too painful, so they had to switch the word. And that's how he explains all the different words that they changed after the Chorban. Says the Gemara, what's the second word that changed after the Chorban? Was Shipura Chatzitzarta. That they called a Shaifer, a Shipura, a Shaifer, so that became a Chatzitzarta. And Chatzitzarta, Shipura, Chatzitzaris, trumpets, and Shaifers, the words changed. The word changed, a Shaifer is now called a trumpet, and a trumpet is now called a Shaifer. And my Nafkamina is the Shaifer Shal Rosh Hashanah. The Nafkamina is to know what to blow on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah dafka to blow a Shaifer. For not a trumpet. So when you're going to the store to buy a shofar, so you should ask for a trumpet, because nowadays we call shofars, we call them trumpets. So that's what Rav Chista was saying, that the nafkamina is when you're going to buy something for Rosh Hashanah, you should dafka look for the trumpets, which again, the name reverted back. Now we call shofars shofars, we call chatzotzeres chatzotzeres, but at some point the name had changed, again, because of the tsar of remembering the shofar was so painful to remember the word shofar, which was a special mitzvah that Bizman HaMikdash, it was Deiche Shabbos even in the Beis HaMikdash, so to remember the Shofar was very painful. They had to switch the word. The third word that changed was Pasurta Pasura and Pasura Pasurta, which is, Rashi says, a different sized tables, large tables and small tables. So nowadays the words changed. Lamay nafkamina is lamekach umemkar. If a person comes to the store and he asks for a large table, so you have to know which one to give him. If he asks for a Pasurta, you have to know which one to give him. Or a Pasura, you have to know which one to give him. So the nafkamina is in terms of mekach umemkar. And this also, the Mabit explains, because it caused so much tzar to remember the original table, the shulchan which hosted the lechem upon him. It was so painful to think about the word table, so they had to switch the word. Ayin sham in the Mabit. It's, again, it's in Chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Chafei. He said to think about these words was just too painful, so they had to switch the words. Amar Abaye says that there are other words that also switched. Afani Aimer Bekase Huvlila Huvlila Bekase, which is two different different stomachs of the animal. So these words also change. Nowadays, what we call the Beikase is really the Hevlule, and what we call the Hevlule is really the Beikase. And Lamay Nafkamina, why is that important to know? Lamachad Hanimtsa V'Oyve Beis HaKaises. It's a Nafkamina for a needle which is found in the Beis HaKaises. Rashi explains that there's different halachos with regards to the halachos of Hilchos Dreyfus, so there's different halachos with regards to which stomach a needle is found in. By one stomach, a needle that doesn't protrude all the way through the stomach, so it doesn't make it into a treifa, and the other one it does. So it's important to know which one is which. Amar Rava Bar Yosef. Rava Bar Yosef says that I have a fifth one. Afani Oimer. I'll add a fifth one to the list. That Bavel Borsif and Borsif Bavel. What we call Bavel today is really Borsif. What we call Borsif is really Bavel. And Lamay Nafkamina. Why is that important to know? Says the Gemara, nafkamina legite nashim. It's a nafkamina for when it comes to gite nashim. The halacha is the first mishnah in Gittin that a person who brings a get, a person who's a shliach to bring a get for a husband, he's a shliach to bring a get to his wife in Eretz Yisrael, and he's coming from Chutz La'aretz. So the halacha is that he has to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. However, the halacha is that if he comes from Bavel, he doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And so therefore, it's a nafkamina to know which place is Bavel and which place is Borsif, because it's in Borsif you do have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam.